The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana legislative leaders told higher education officials they hope to fully fund the TOPS college tuition program in next year's budget, but they stopped short of making promises. House Speaker Taylor Barris, Representative Walt Leger, the top-ranking House Democrat, and Senator Sharon Hewitt, who sits on the Budget Writing Finance Committee, said at a Monday conference that TOPS is a funding priority. In Governor John Bel Edwards' budget proposal, TOPS would pay for 70% of students' tuition next year, just like this year. The Edwards administration is proposing ways to raise more money and says new dollars would help fill the TOPS gap, but it's unclear if revenue-raising measures will pass. Texas lawmakers met yesterday at the state capitol to consider changes to Child Protective Services, which is a top priority this legislative session. A federal judge ruled that the state agency violates children's constitutional rights. A new bill, House Bill 1549, is aimed at improving prevention and early intervention for vulnerable children. It would call on the agency to implement a new evidence-based program that would determine the frequency of in-home visits with families based on their history of abuse or other risk factors. Some argued that the program may permit CPS to intervene in homes too easily and could infringe on parental rights. San Antonio Judge Peter Sakai testified in support of the proposed changes.
That's the balance. How far are we going to overreach, so to speak, and where I hear some of the comments, to protect these children from the fatalities or near fatalities? Or are we going to retrench back because of the fear or concerns of the constitutional rights of these families? I think they're all fair questions.
The bill also aims to improve the turnover rate of caseworkers at the agency, which was reported as over 25% in 2015. The Arkansas House has voted against a bill to ban marijuana edibles in the state. Republican Representative Robin Lundstrom says the bill, which failed 52-40 Monday, would not have taken away medical marijuana from people who needed it, but rather it would have specifically banned commercial production of edibles. Arkansas voters approved the legalization of medical marijuana in November. And Arkansas lawmakers have also approved a measure requiring voters to show photo identification before casting a ballot, sending to the governor's desk a requirement that was struck down as unconstitutional more than 2 years ago. The House had already approved a previous version of the legislation. On Monday, it signed off on changes added by the Senate that allow voters without identification to cast a provisional ballot if they sign a sworn statement. And LSU announced Monday the Student Health Center will partner with the Louisiana Office of Public Health to provide measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines for all students. It'll take place Wednesday and Thursday in the theater reception room of the Student Union. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect a high temperature of 85 with a low of 60. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 60 degrees in Fair, 55 in Magnolia-El Dorado, 65 degrees in Clear and Alexandria-Pineville, and 65 in Lufkin-Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.